Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. McGraw goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball four. Kelly moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-0 in the game. Drago is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John bunts towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knoop moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards short. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Knoop reaches third base with a triple. Bob Spence pinch hits for Tommy John. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoop tags and scores. Spence tags and moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Spence now playing first base. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis bunts towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Kreider covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Berry reaches second base with a double. O'Brien goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ken Wright now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Berry steals third. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Knoop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Knoop moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Paul Shaw. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sorrell now playing third base. Tommy Matchick now playing shortstop. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kreider moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Kreider moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Berry reaches second base with a double. Kreider scores. Hermann scores. O'Brien goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Spence reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Knupp moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Don O'Reilly. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly bunts towards third. O'Brien picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Brien. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kirkpatrick scores. One out. It's 10-4, White Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, White Sox. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliver is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.